T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Victory Monday!
Like that.
I don't want to hear about, oh, they should have done this, and 20-12 wasn't enough, and Victory Monday! In fact...
They should have won.
That's the answer. To anyone says they should have done this, they should have done this, this could have been better, they should have won. They did win. Oh, Victory Monday, crank it up! Undisputed number one.
Best in the division.
Best in the division. No filter.
What?
I say, if you look at the division, no filter.
I don't know if that works.
I say, listen to this. I'm going to rattle some things off here. Dolphins are 2-0. Alone atop the AFC East. The Canes are 2-1. Malik is chirping at fans that have been critical of him. I love it. Dwayne Wade will play one more season for the Heat. Vontae Davis quit and retired at halftime of the Bills game.
I love it.
Our epic gambling losing streak has continued.
I don't love it.
It's Miami FIU week. Where's the Super Bowl this year? Asking for a friend. Mayweather says he and Pacquiao are going to fight again this year. There's only a couple months left. Josh Gordon is not a Cleveland Brown anymore. Neither is that kicker, by the way. He got waived.
Cut the fat.
Ryan Fitzpatrick and Patrick Mahomes are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And no one misses Jarvis Landry in Miami.
With you on
now,
that.
I could have written 500 more lines about this weekend. I don't even know where to start. I almost want to start with the Vontae Davis thing, but we really need to talk about the Dolphins. But that's the most unbelievable story. I can't even wrap my head around it.
You know.
Well, but keep it to yourself.
Hit him.
Keep it to yourself for 30 more minutes.
Hit him, man. Hit him.
But just put it to the side for 30 minutes.
My man, Tay.
Oh, man. I mean, that's crazy.
I text him. I didn't get a text back.
You texted him?
Yeah, I just want to ask him, you know. I'll text him, actually. I'm like, hey, man, I got to talk about this today on the show. Is there anything else you want to say? I did read your statement and got nothing back. I should have been maybe a little more cooler with it.
Because I was looking at his Twitter account, you know, and it was like the day before he's like, just heard great words. Jim Kelly was there speaking to the Bills. He's like, just heard a great speech from Jim Kelly about NFL memories and whatnot. I'm thinking to myself, my guess is Jim Kelly probably talked about the opposite of quitting. Just knowing what Jim Kelly has gone through.
He's not a quitter.
Like, if you were really into what he said, Vontae, my guess is it was all about the opposite of quitting. Vontae quit at halftime. All right, let's talk about the Dolphins. Dolphins are 2-0. We're going to talk Dolphins. We're going to talk Canes. We're going to take your calls today. This is the kind of Monday that we've been looking for many months.
Yes.
I think I read something, too. Ryan Tannehill's 9-1 in his last 10 games.
Oh.
Is that true? I mean.
Yes, it's true.
I could not have been. Now, granted, there's still some mistakes with Ryan Tannehill. He's no Ryan Fitzpatrick. No, he's no Patrick Mahomes. No, Ryan Tannehill, like there's some issues. I think I still think he holds onto the ball sometimes a little too long. Yeah. I think he's got very little awareness when the pocket is collapsing sometimes. But regardless, he to me looks like a composed, confident quarterback. Dolphins are 2-0. What more could you possibly ask for?
I don't know. With this defense playing the way it is, what do you need?
What do you need?
You need a quarterback that's not going to make mistakes. And Tannehill had the sack, but no interceptions. He had the sack. And that whole hand, ball slip out the hand thing, that's That's high school, man. We need to get that fixed.
Like, just hold on to the ball.
Just hold on to the damn ball. And Kilgore with the snap, so they have to get that exchange better. But no, with the defense biting the way it is, and it's so crazy, Matt Hawk.
I think it's Hawk.
It's Hawk?
Yeah, I think it is
Look
Hawk.
Look at that. That's your guy. Matt Hawk. Those punts six inside the 20, making a young quarterback that's already antsy try to go 85, 90 yards, that was amazing. Complimentary football. All the Dolphins were saying it, but what it was. Sometimes the defense wins it. Sometimes the offense wins it. Offense put up 20 with short fields. Defense choked out a team that scored 48 points the week before.
I mean, when you were on defense, you would say to your offense, get us 20 points. You get us 20 points, we're good.
Yeah. And I had a lot of guys lying to me. Yeah, Henny used to lie all the time.
Oh, 20? No problem.
Tyler Thigpen, Cleo Lemon. Crowd, I got you, baby. Lie. It's a lie. It was a lie last week. It's a lie this week. I was impressed. That was great. 31 rushes and Tannehill. It's funny that people were criticizing the play calling. Having Tannehill run the ball 8 times and outrush the entire Jets offense.
I thought it was awesome.
It was an amazing game
plan. The first play of the game, I believe, was a designed run, and I thought it was great. Then they went into this weird conservative play call for like the next 3 plays, which I didn't understand. But I thought the first play of the game was inventive. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good as a Dolphins fan.
And felt great about the knee with that running. With Adam Gase and Dow Loggins giving him, and it wasn't Ryan Tannehill, hey, panicking and going to fall for 1 yard. It was designed run plays. 8 designed runs, 44 yards. It was impressive to see that they're utilizing everything he can do. We know he's an athlete. He was a receiver at Texas A&M. He is athletic. Let him use it. And for them to pull that out, that means they trust his knee, and it's another dynamic that the other teams have to get ready for. Ryan Tannehill is now a threat in the run game. I love it.
Somebody texted in, Hawks, 0 points in the second half. That's not going to cut it against the good teams coming up. You know, again, you can pick apart and make contextual analysis of any game, and we'll do that today. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you want to come away with the W. As Jameis says, you want to eat a W. You want to come away with the win. The Dolphins did. They found a way to outgut the Tennessee Titans in week one. There was a lot of hype about Sam Darnold coming into week two. Dolphins found a way to beat that team. I mean, it was a smackdown for a while, and then things got a little bit dicier. The momentum shifted in a major way. But the bottom line is, you want to come out of those first 2 weeks 2-0. You did. You've got Oakland coming up on Sunday. They look pretty beatable.
Oh, yeah.
I read something today that John Gruden was saying after the game, we got to find a way to put more pressure on the quarterback. This dude traded Khalil Mack 2 weeks ago, and he has the gall to say, we've got to find a way to get more pressure on the quarterback. I mean, where were you during camp?
Those are those smart coaches. We don't need Mack. The scheme will do it. Coach, no, you needed Mack.
You know, we needed Mack.
That's it.
You know, we gave you ownership of this team. We gave you ownership of the team, and now you want a pass rusher. Another texter here. Hawk, defenses will eventually catch up to that famine of an offense Gase and Tannehill run. I disagree. I think that what you've seen, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I think what you've seen from Adam Gase and Dow Loggins is what you've needed to see to be 2-0 after 2 weeks in the season.
And the thing, the defense will catch up. This is the same offense they've been running for 3 years. I know Tannehill wasn't there last year, but it's the same. This is their stuff. So to say, like, how, honestly, the Dolphin defense caught up with the Jets offense. They scored 48 points against the Detroit Lions 2 weeks ago, and they scored 12 against the Dolphins, sorry. That's catching up. That's 48 to 12. That's a big jump. You can go out there and run this offense and be successful in this offense, minus those two mistakes, because that's what killed the second half scoring were the two fumbles, one on Tannehill, one on Kilgore. And then the defense picked up the Tannehill fumble because that was right after that Xavier Howard had the interception. That form of complimentary football. But this is the point when I heard people today listening. When you're up 20-0, you call a different game.
It's different, right? I mean, you're not playing a game when it's 7-7. When you're up 20-0, you know, and you can say all you want, don't go into a prevent defense, don't get conservative on offense. But damn, I was rooting for them to run clock. Like, you know, it's real easy to say after, well, you really needed to put up another 20 burger in the second half. It's just not the way you play.
And if you are the greatest show on turf, yeah. You throw up 20, throw up another 20. Come on, go Torrey Holt, go get him. Marshall Faulk, go get him. You're up 20, you play conservative. The turnovers got to be taken down, but then in that last drive, the 12-play drive to end the game, They had to get a long drive. They had to get two first downs. They started running the ball more. They ran the ball 31 times. I honestly think they should have ran the ball more, but that's my old man way of thinking. I believe you call a game different when you're 20-0. Do you think that game would have been called the same if it was 10-10 at half?
No.
You have to go get something. You're up by 20 points, and then 20-6. You still don't panic. 20-9. You do not panic at 20-9. You keep running your stuff. You play the clock game. You play the field position battle that Matt Hawk was doing an amazing job at. The defense in the last two drives, 11 plays and 10 plays out of the Jets, both ending in field goals. Bend but don't break. You're up by 20. Bend but don't break. You're up by 14. Bend but don't break. It is the approach of defense. It's so crazy to hear people talk about football when it's their team and they're emotionally attached to it. So, I guess, ignorantly, it's a football game. This is how football goes.
I've said it a number of times, and it's not just sports. It's everything. You can entrench yourself in opinion, but if you see something different, it's incumbent on you to acknowledge that. And again, that's with everything across the universe. Everything. So a lot of us, me included, expected the Dolphins not to be good this year. I did not expect them to be 2-0 after two games. I did not expect them to be atop the AFC East by themselves after two games. So I can stand back and go, you know, my preseason calculation was wrong. What I'm seeing here is good. Some people are so entrenched in their opinion, you know, whether it's anti-Ryan Tannehill, that they go, well, here's what he did wrong and here's what he needs to do better. Okay. But he came out with the W. He's 9-1 in his last 10 games. What more could you want? 10-0?
I was about to say, you want to score 100 points?
You know.
I do too. But that's not how the game goes. When you have a defense, and think about that too. If you're Adam Gase, if you're Dow Loggins, you don't go into a bubble when the other side of the ball is on the field. So Dow Loggins and Adam Gase is seeing this Dolphins defense destroy. They just stopped running the ball, period. They stopped flat out running the ball because they couldn't. They figured out we couldn't run the ball. Sam Darnold threw the ball 41 times. They got out of it. They were down 20. They had to panic. So offensively, I'm watching this defense beat them up. Beat them up for a half. Shut them out.
Why am I going to take chances on offense?
Why am I going to approach it to put my team in a bad situation? My punter is showing out. And this is funny to talk about a punter, but he was. My punter's showing out. Kiko Alonso was playing out of this world. I don't know if what happened to him. He got a new little mohawk haircut. I don't know, but he balled out yesterday. 13 tackles, 2 forced fumbles. Why do I want to go out there and do some dumb stuff? Why do I want to go out there and do a double reverse to try to have 2 handoffs that maybe fumbled? They're playing right now. Let's go out here. Let's run some time off the clock. Let's get in the end zone. We want to score. That's what offense is there for. But you don't play dumb. Don't look at each series like it's each individual series. The game is played in a totality of 4 quarters. You're up by 20 going into the third part of that 4 quarters. You change your game plan a little bit. I guarantee they pulled back once they're up by 20. Why wouldn't you?
Dolphins Monday on 560 WQAM is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. You can call 305-800-LOSS, 305-800-LOSS. We will take your phone calls today. I know a lot of people want to chime in about the Dolphins and the Hurricanes and Dwayne Wade. So if you want to call 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Let's talk Cheetah for a moment because football season is here. And I always suggest you enjoy it with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. Watch all the action all season. Cheetah Hallandale's ultra high-tech sports lounge is the best. You watch all the games live and in full sound. Now, you know by now, you can receive free drinks, special offers, and info on upcoming events just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Also, make sure you like Cheetah on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can get to any Cheetah Club and enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They've got happy hour till 6. Don't forget every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which is tonight, at all Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs in the Biz, guests enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. If you want more info on anything I just told you about, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com.
Radio.com.
Got a feel good.
I feel good.
2-0? You just break your headphones?
Yeah, they broke.
Man, that's terrible.
It's another $30.
You got to get more expensive headphones.
Get some Beats or something? I'm cheap.
Gotta feel good at 2-0. Pick it apart somewhere else if you want.
There's no team playing perfect.
Or pick it apart tomorrow. Like, can I enjoy a day coming off a weekend with a Hurricanes victory, a Dolphins victory, Dwayne Wade coming back, and Vontae Davis retiring at halftime? Can't I just enjoy a Monday where that's what happened on the weekend prior?
It was funny. With the Vontae thing, I was thinking when I saw it, during the games were going on and the reports started coming out, I was like, that's going to be half the show tomorrow.
I mean, how
could
you
retire?
How could, like, that's unprecedented. I you know, it's funny. That's like a running joke with people, right? When a team is playing so poorly, oh, that guy's going to get cut at halftime. That guy, that coach is going to be fired at halftime. Like, it's a running joke in sports.
Yeah.
Vontae Davis, and I get it, but you played for that epically bad Dolphins team. Like, and again, you hadn't played as many years as Vontae has played. And you weren't in Buffalo.
Yeah, but even Quan Alexander, the linebacker there, was showing the big light-skinned ball head dude. And he was saying, like, I've never seen this before. Like, it's disrespect for your teammates. I'll agree with him, too. Like, I would be upset as a teammate because to make it to that level, your competitiveness is so strong that I don't think most people could tap out at halftime.
Right. Most people wouldn't even allow themselves to tap out.
It's like an ego thing, like, you're going to run me. It's how I'm taking it. I know, obviously, Vontae didn't take it this way because he did it, but they're not going to run me off the field. I can retire tomorrow. I'm going to finish this game.
I mean, we saw it with Arian Foster down here. We saw it. Arian Foster was like, you know what? I'm not what I thought I was. Like, it slapped me in the face. I'm not what I thought I was.
But he found out on a Wednesday.
Right.
Not a lot of guys
Vontae
wait
found
till.
Out on a Sunday, like 2:30.
At halftime.
Like, I mean, that's just insanity.
I would think, and then, my mind goes there too because the mental illness thing now and the CTE and all that comes up. It had to be something else going on inside of Vontae's
mind. He must have hated Buffalo.
Maybe. Or maybe just some more stuff, some different off-the-field things, a lot of stress, anxiety, pressure, and it just kind of built up at halftime.
I feel like that would be the place that you actually get that stress relieved. Like, I don't know.
It has to be more to it. You know what? That's what I'm saying. I'm assuming, and knowing Vontae personally, I'm assuming there's more to the story. Because Vontae's not the dude. It's funny to say, if Devontae Parker tapped out, I'm like, oh, yeah,
right.
Sounds about right.
Right, makes sense.
Vontae didn't strike me as that guy.
You like Vontae.
Love him. We're cool now.
Yeah.
He'll meet me over at Vista View Park and fish with me. He doesn't fish. He just talks to me.
Well, now you can meet him on a Sunday.
Oh, we can meet all the time now. Tay's my new fishing buddy.
Dolphins are a 3-point favorite, by the way, over Oakland on Sunday. I'm telling you, before the season started, if you said to me, what would the line be for week 3? I'd have said, Oakland -6. Because
yeah.
I'd have figured Oakland was 1-1 or 2-0 right now. I'd have figured the Dolphins were scrambling. I'd be rooting for Brock Osweiler. Like, this has not played out the way that I saw it playing out. And I'm thrilled, by the way.
Why wouldn't you be?
Thrilled to be wrong. I am. I'm thrilled to be wrong. It's been fun to watch them.
And
I'm not saying that they're perfect, but no team, like you said, is perfect.
And the way the defense is playing and the way some of the drives go for offense, some of those drives, they're extremely impressive. I don't know why people dwell on the negatives. Tannehill fumbled. Yes, he fumbled, but no interceptions. And did that fumble really mean that much? Oh, in a game, if the quarterback was better, it would have meant. No, I'm watching the Dolphins, New York Jets yesterday. That's the only thing I'm talking about. That's all I'm discussing. This is not Green Bay. This is not New England. This is the Dolphins versus the Jets, and it did not matter in that situation. That's why I get tired of people dwelling on negativity.
I agree with you wholeheartedly where they go, yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to do that against Jacksonville. Well, good thing I wasn't playing Jacksonville. We're playing the Jets.
And the defense choked out the run. Oh, well, let's see if they can do that against Jacksonville. They're not playing Jacksonville. No, they're not playing. Leonard Fournette does not play for the Jets. He plays for Jacksonville.
Take some of your phone calls this afternoon on a Dolphins Monday. George, go ahead. You're on QAM, George.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very good.
I don't know why everyone's ganging on the Dolphins. I mean, everybody should be ecstatic about the whole thing. You know how many people we are only among seven teams that are 2-0. out of 32.
Yeah, I'm saying, go ahead, look at the AFC East. There's one team that's 2-0.
So, I mean, perfection. Everybody likes this guy from Texas, the quarterback, Watson. They're 0-2. He threw for 300 yards. Everybody, but this guy did not throw for 300 yards. Yeah, but they won.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger is 0-2.
But they lost.
Ben Roethlisberger has 5,000 yards passing already in two games.
So, I don't know. I think we should all be static about it. And then, you know, let what happened happen.
Solana corrects me, by the way. I said Roethlisberger has two losses. They're 0-2. They're 0-1-1. Totally forgot. They tied with Cleveland week one.
Yeah, you're welcome, Hawk.
You're thank you.
The Rams are 2-0. And if you watch that team, they're a 2-0 team.
They're legit.
The Bucs are 2-0. They have trouble. You think the Bucs are just going to keep rolling? The Bucs are 16-0 team?
They look pretty damn good.
Cincinnati Bengals. Are they? Come on. What we known out of them for the next last 12 years?
They don't scare me come playoff time.
Come on, man. That's what you're looking at. There are teams that have very good schedules, that are playing good ball right now, and let's see what happens. That game is in the past. We're 2-0. We're going to be 3-0 and play the Raiders, and let's keep moving forward. It's crazy to say, oh, yeah, but Cincinnati's more excited. Why the hell are they more excited than the Dolphins? They're not beating nobody's head in.
D.C. Rob. Go ahead, D.C. Rob.
What up, fellas?
How's it going, man?
How's it going, Hog? How's it going, Twinkle Toes?
Hey, man, I'm a dancer now. Oh, hate on me.
Hey, I couldn't help but wanting to chime in into the Vontae Davis. Retiring at halftime, man, life comes at you fast, huh?
Oh, man, he found out literally in 30 minutes. Because 30 minutes prior, he thought he was an NFL cornerback. And then 30 minutes later, he realized I'm not an NFL cornerback. I don't know what happened.
There'd be something more.
Channing, let me ask you, though. If you got to give back that signing bonus, you playing the rest of the season?
I'll talk it out with him. He had one year, $5 million. It was probably just contract. You don't get a big signing bonus for a one-year deal.
Like,
so
that's like, I mean, you could find a way to go on IR or something, couldn't you? Like, seems like a poor decision.
But guys, I don't, want to act too big. I don't think Vontae's worried about that $5 million.
Well, I was going to say, how much do you think Vontae Davis has made in his career?
$50
million, yeah.
Yeah, but how many he spent at the strip club too?
Well, we done spent something together at the strip club, but I don't see him going broke at the strip club. But yeah, I've dabbled with Vontae.
I was hoping I could ask one quick request. Is there any way we can ask JBL to throw out the call from Joe Rose, the old Jimmy? It opened up.
That the you mean DBJ, not JBL.
All right, yeah, sorry, DBJ.
Have DBJ do a Jimmy Cephalo call from the week prior.
No,
it's a
no. From this game, Joe Rose.
That's what I'm saying. You like
line.
Right? So you want DBJ next week to do a call from the Dolphins broadcast from this week?
Yes.
All right, we've never done something like that before. We'll have a quorum. I can't give you a yes or no. We'll have a quorum on it.
Gotta meet with Joe Z.
We have a lot of meetings. There's gonna be a lot of meetings on this one. We will, if we have time today, we'll get you to Don Bailey Jr.'s calls, because he had four of them, I believe, on Saturday, the win over Toledo. And we're not gonna forget the Canes victory today either. There's just a lot to get to. Rob in Hollywood. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes, gentlemen. Yeah, man, I would stay away from that. That's like trying to mix oil and water, man. Don't.
I know. It's going to require a lot of meetings, a lot of stuff in triplicate.
Yes, very much so. And as far as like, I want to just pretty much say the infatuation with the defensive end linebacker scenario here, toss it out the window, bro. You got a front seven. You got ball hawks. Nobody's talking about it because everybody got stuck on stupid and they don't want to take their words back. That's fine. That's granted. But start focusing on this Miami Dolphins team in general. Stop putting the blame on Ryan when we obviously have an offensive line that can block to get you that third and what? 15 that Gore got.
You got. Oh, my God. That third down conversion was so clutch.
Yeah.
Very clutch. My point being, man, is it too early to say, damn, we got depth? And people need to get praise to, like, trades like Kiko Alonso trades, Robert Quinn trades, and Albert Wilson pickups are we going to still bash the front office, or do we wait another week like Big O?
Hey, wait his whole life.
He's going to keep on waiting. I mean, you have to applaud some, like, listen, I led the charge of you got rid of too much talent and you didn't fill it in. And I was wrong through two games.
Yeah.
Adam Gase said today at his press conference, look, I've been on teams that were 6-0 and didn't go anywhere. So, you know, I'm not going to anoint anybody after 2 weeks. But I will say, if I'm basing it off those 2 weeks, they plugged in a lot of holes that they had created for themselves.
And with that Jarvis Landry, Albert Wilson, Dan Amendola, it really trade-off. If Jarvis Landry catches that crosser, he does not score.
You're right.
He's not fast enough. That guy runs Jarvis Landry down, grabs him. He gets his 11 yards, Jarvis gets, and we go on the first down. Albert Wilson gave him the dead leg and got the hell on because he runs a 4-4. Danny can run. Kenny's fast as all. Get up. Jakeem's fast. This is a very fast, big breaking team. Kenyon Drake is a hell of a player now.
He only got
11 rushes, but with the catches he was catching in the backfield and outside of the backfield, catching those passes, Kenyon Drake is the target. They have weapons.
You can tell, by the way, how much they believe in Albert Wilson more than they ever did Jarvis Landry, because they will do anything to get the ball in Albert Wilson's hands.
Yes, and he can go 60. On you at any moment. Jarvis didn't have that in him.
I like what I've seen so far. We'll continue taking some of your phone calls. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. No haters today, just celebrating.
Man, I want to check out that Canelo Triple G fight at Gold Rush.
How was that?
Oh, my, the fight was okay. But the Gold Rush was amazing. All the guys, you were down in Miami. Gold Rush on 77th and Biscayne. It is the proper cabaret. 1,500 square feet of renovated club. It's beautiful. Three levels. You go to one level, see some girls. Next. There's just different girls everywhere. Two main stages, multiple VIP areas. You want to sneak off. The food is great. The beer is cold. Amazing prices. And those ladies are beautiful and sexy. You got to get out there tonight for Monday Night Football. You're going to watch the game anyway. But think about this. Watching the game next to one of these beautiful ladies, and you're watching the game on a 30-foot LED screen. You're not going to miss a play. During Monday Night Football, they have $1 wings. Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday, they have $1 wings. But tonight, you got to go try these wings. I get 2 dozen of them. I'm getting a little gut on me, but it's okay because the wings are delicious. $5 happy hour till 10 p.m., half off drinks, $16 buckets of beer, and $100 bottles of liquor. Johnny Walker, Belvedere. I saw Don Julio out there. Moet Imperial Brut Champagne. You can't beat it. They have valet parking. You got to get to Gold Rush tonight. It's the perfect getaway. 77th and Biscayne, open from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. every single day. Check out these ladies, and I'm going to watch out for you. You know I'm always going to watch out for the listeners. Tell them at the door that Crowder from 560 sent you down there. You get free entry, and you get your first drink for free. You got to get to Gold Rush, a proper cabaret.
Radio.com.
I just said to Crowder during the commercial break, we have new shirts available at honkedofflikeagoose.com, because we had that this big seller, Nick Saban is a jerk. And so now we just created a new one. Bill Belichick is a jerk. It looks great on a t-shirt. It looks great.
I kind of like Belichick, too.
I know. This is the thing that drives me crazy about you. But could you imagine walking around Hard Rock Stadium when the Patriots are in town? Big letters, Bill Belichick is a jerk.
It's not nice.
I mean, it's really succinct and to the point. HonkedOffLikeAGoose.com.
You're not hiding your emotions there.
You're not hiding your emotions. You are really, you're just putting it out there. I hope that New England, I guess Jacksonville's really good. I don't think it's as much New England as it is Jacksonville is really good. But that is fun to watch. I think they were up 21-0 at one point, weren't they? Turned on the game, and it's just Jacksonville having their way with Tom Brady and the Patriots.
I love when Tom starts slapping the little iPads and yelling at people.
He gets mad.
I like to see that.
He gets mad. Stay out of his way.
We did it to him once.
Once.
Yeah, 6 years.
But it was probably a lot of fun.
Wildcat game, baby.
Woo! Can you imagine?
No, that wasn't it. No, he wasn't even playing that game.
Can you imagine that the week that you were jawing back and forth with Rex Ryan, if you had worn a Rex Ryan is a jerk t-shirt? Oh, my God. People would still be talking about it.
Maybe under your jersey. And then when you make a play, you pull up your jersey?
I mean, someone on the Dolphins needs to buy the Bill Belichick is a jerk shirt.
They could do it. They would do it. Who did that? Well, Michael Vick.
Would have a message underneath the jersey?
Yeah, there were some guys that Vick got in trouble. They had a message on their shirt. And then some guys did it with Cap, I believe, a couple years ago.
Jim McMahon used to do it with that 85 Bears season with his headband. Remember? He wore Roselle. He wrote the name Roselle on his headband. I think, was it for a playoff game? He was just calling out the commissioner, Pete Roselle, because he didn't like him. Today, by the way, again, Dolphins Monday. Don't forget, WQAM presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It's on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 30th through December 2nd. It's just a lineup that will stop you in your tracks, from the Jacksons to 311 to Sublime with Rome to Sheila E. to the Sugar Hill Gang to Live. It's just an unbelievable lineup. When you're there at Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, you could stop by the Yangling Twin Peaks Sports Bar, showing college and NFL football all weekend. Riptide Music Festival. It is sponsored by Ripid Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, and Botron Rum. Please drink responsibly. And Nova Southeastern University. You can get all your info right now at WQAM.com. Any super, super surprising takeaways from what you saw from the Dolphins yesterday?
I was pleasantly surprised by Kiko.
Yeah, Kiko was it was one of those games again where, you remember, two seasons ago, and we kept saying, this dude's everywhere. Yeah. Anytime the ball is around, Kiko is there. Yesterday's game reminded me of that.
He was playing ball, two forced fumbles, coming off of his coverage to help other people with their coverage. Kiko was locked in. The other linebackers, they didn't play that well. Jerome Baker was benched. Actually, Chase Allen started, but Kiko made up for it underneath coverage. And when he wasn't on Belial Powell, that's when Powell got his yardage. He was on Raekwon with his receiving touchdown. Raekwon had a rough game. But I was surprised that Kiko, like you're saying, he went back to, was that 2 years ago when he used to be that?
Right, wasn't that, because it was his first season with the Dolphins. It was two seasons ago.
And then last year they move him to the mic, and yep, he struggled at the mic. Yep. He's just not big enough. He's right there in the middle of everything. They move him back outside to the wheel, and he went back. If he can keep that up with this secondary, these ball hawks we got back there, we have something going. There's some athleticism on the defense as well. We talk about what the offense did with adding speed with Albert Wilson, adding speed. You know, Kenyon Drake's already fast. Adding speed with Danny Amendola. Getting rid of Jarvis, who was a slower guy. Defensively, Minka's a ball player. I can't say Minka's going to be a Hall of Famer, but Minka Fitzpatrick,
you've been impressed with two games.
They put him in the craziest situations, man-to-man in the slot with no help anywhere, and his guy is locked down. Why, he might steal my nickname, White on Rice, the way he's covered me.
Wasn't your nickname.
Well, some people call me that.
Break it to you.
But no, Minka
was impressive. So Raekwon has been a negative to you through two games. Minka's been a positive.
Yes, Minka's been a positive. Kiko picked it up. The D-line, man, Godchild, that first quarter, Godchild, I don't want to say by itself, that's an extreme, but Godchild was a big part of running the Jets out of their run game, because he was in the back. He lived in the backfield in the first quarter. They had to stop running.
Those, I think, guys, Jordan Phillips had a sack at the beginning of the game, didn't he?
The young guys that replaced Sue. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Vincent Taylor, Jordan Phillips, Godchild, Akeem Spence is actually playing well. We didn't even see him play. William Hayes, we didn't see play in the preseason. Those guys probably all combined make less money than Sue did. They're doing a good job.
Well, it's like I said in the last segment. You know, you can have an opinion on something, but if you see otherwise, it's kind of incumbent on you to acknowledge that you see otherwise. I was not a fan of not signing Jarvis. I was not a fan of letting Ndamukong Suh go, even though I understood financially why you needed to. I thought Mike Pouncey, I thought, you know, Ryan Tannehill not having the only center that he's ever known might affect his play. Like, there's a lot of things where I said, this is wrong, this is bad, this is a bad idea. All of those so far, again, 2 weeks, but all of those so far have not bared out. Like, they were right, the Dolphins. Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer, Adam Gase, they've been right on everything so far this season.
I was a little surprised at the usage of Mike Gesicki.
They don't use him.
They didn't use him at all.
They just don't use him. They like A.J. Derby.
Yeah.
They just don't seem to be in a rush to make Mike Gesicki the next Rob Gronkowski.
And I think, as I saw, and like I said, I know we talked about it, played for Todd Bowles. He was the DB coach when I was with the Dolphins. I know his 3-4. I know his approach. I know his mind frame. He's an aggressive guy. He was sending blitzes. They were using that 3-4. They were doing different things. Actually, Frank Gore's the third and 15, the one he got, they didn't blitz. Frank Gore's tackled for 5 yards. But they sent blitz. They wanted to make something happen because they were down. Frank Gore sneaks out. His coverage guy green-dogged, and that was the end of the day. So why would I put Mike Gesicki in the box when they're sending a bunch of blitzers, knowing Mike Gesicki is a glorified receiver? He might be a game-to-game guy. This team isn't very aggressive. This team isn't no butt kickers. This team's more of a graceful
so
team.
So we can put him out there.
Mike, go out there at the slot. We'll throw you a little, you know, a hitch or whatever. We'll throw you a little jump ball. Hey, we need a tight end that can block. We need a tight end that can sit in here. You have a route, but if they're blitzing, you stay in and you help this tackle. Mike's not that guy. So he's going to spot play. But I was surprised that he wasn't just in the game plan. We're going to get him the ball 3-4 times. But actually, it might be selfish of me to sit around and look for Mike Gesicki. I trust Adam Gase to say, let's put the best guys on the field that can make plays this game. Don't just force a young guy in the game.
Well, I just thought we'd see him more.
Yeah.
I just thought we'd see him more, but that's fine. Whatever they're doing seemed to be working.
Yeah, you got to put a guy in there a little more stout against the Jets.
I think one of the reasons that we're very happy today, not only the Dolphins win, the Hurricanes win, D. Wade's coming back, but I think one of the reasons that we're happy is we've got a studio full of funky Buddha. And you know, today, I always look for the special days. So today is National Apple Dumpling Day.
Apple dumpling.
Yeah. Now, I don't think I've ever ordered an apple dumpling anywhere. Have you?
No. What is an apple dumpling?
Isn't it like a...
like a little piece of...
like it's like almost like a, like an apple pie almost.
Oh, and a little empanada.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a dumpling. Yeah. An apple dumpling. Tomorrow. Now, this is... see, here's the difference between me and Crowder. Tomorrow's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh.
That's my wheelhouse. Your wheelhouse is Funky Buddha.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you know beers more than I do. You're always talking about this stuff. You know it more than I do. And I'm looking at all this stuff like Vibin', groovable lager.
It's delicious.
I'm looking at that.
I'm a beer snob. That's the problem.
You're a beer snob.
I just don't.
You
just
love this stuff. Because when we go out, honestly, he always asks, Funky Buddha, Funky Buddha.
Don't just give me a beer. You want a beer? No, I don't want a beer. I want a Funky Buddha. I don't want a beer.
Floridian.
The Floridian's delicious. I love the Hop Gun. I'm going to lean more towards the IPAs.
What is this?
That's the last snow. Coconut and coffee. Porter, a little thicker.
What's a porter? A porter's a thicker?
A little thicker. It's called last snow. It's supposed to drink. You know, it's a little thicker for wintertime, for colder months, and, you know, warms you up inside. But Funky Buddha, the entire line. And they have dozens of different type beers, whatever you love. They have ones with bacon, with syrup, all kind of stuff. Man, you have to check out the lineup of Funky Buddha. But
so
I'm telling you.
You can't make that sound with apple dumplings.
The Hop Gun?
So your day is better
I'm
than
I'm telling
mine.
You, the beer snob in me, I was happy when I got a chance to get some Funky Buddha, because that's what it's about. It's about enjoying it, man.
We are loaded up with Funky Buddha. I do want to try. So Hop Gun is good?
Hop Gun's delicious.
Hop Gun is good.
Got a little kick to it. Hoppy, you know. Mm-hmm. I like beer you can taste. I don't like just stuff that just falls down. You just had to go to the bathroom 100 times. Something that's going to make you happy.
I understand.
You can mix it with the food, you know, the beer pairings when you have some delicious beer like this. Oh, my goodness.
Funky Buddha.
Why do you bring up all this beer to me and I have 4 hours of work left?
I know. Well, this is like if somebody brought in a stack of cheeseburgers tomorrow.
Which I wouldn't be against if anyone is listening.
But this is the way. I mean, we should make this a thing. When Dolphins win, this place should be loaded with Funky Buddha.
We're going to give away $50 gift cards coming up.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
That starts tomorrow, right?
Every
We're
going to
start doing Cheers 2 with Funky Buddha. So you won't just hear us talk about Funky Buddha. You'll actually get to indulge in some Funky Buddha.
Go up to the tap room. The Oktoberfest is starting. You know, beer's big in Oktoberfest, and Funky Buddha's all in on it. They're actually hosting an Oakland Park Oktoberfest October 5th through the 7th. And it is going to be awesome. They have all the beer set up, the tents. You got to go up there and check it. Oh, my God. I'm going to be at everything.
Anybody know if there's an apple dumpling fest anywhere today?
No.
On it.
Bunch of heavy people.
On it. All right. Well, thank you, Funky Buddha, for loading up the studio here. Last snow, coconut and coffee porter. I'm thinking about it.
It's tasty.
I'm thinking about it.
All right.
Flavors. Continue to celebrate on a Victory Monday. Quick break. We'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.